If you're toying with the idea of growing some vegetables this summer, it's not too late to fulfill those latent agrarian longings and be seduced at last into becoming a gardener. Melanie Peoples has been thinking about how it happens.
Maybe you just can't help yourself. The weather has finally turned, and warm evenings draw you outside just to sit and breathe while the sun goes down. The smell of fresh-cut grass hits you, and you know it to be true. Summer is on its way. Off in the distance, a neighbor has fired up his grill, and the scent of something good to eat wafts over. Unable to resist, you slip the cover off your own grill, and as you wait for things to heat up, you start thinking about summer cookouts and what to put on that burger. Tomatoes, you think, visualizing a perfectly rich red ripe one, not like the anemic pink ones you've been suffering through all winter. You remember driving past the tiny gardens starting to pop up all over town, in side and front yards, furrows being formed, the musky smell of freshly turned earth, and something in you stirs. Maybe you've watched the tomato-sharing scene from the movie Steel Magnolias one too many times. You think about your grandmother's funny-looking straw hat and find yourself studying your backyard thinking, what a waste of all that good earth. And the idea of letting another summer, a growing season by God, go by without making your own effort seems wasteful, irresponsible even. Never mind that you don't really like getting your hands dirty or fighting the bugs, but there's this nagging feeling that you're shirking your duty to grow something. You think about heading down to the nursery or hardware or home building store. The plants are everywhere. You cannot escape them. It seems like everyone is heeding the call. You'll just pick out one or two hardy-looking ones and plant them deep in the earth like your grandmother used to, or her mother before her. Each bit of dirt under your nails in homage to those who came before. Yes, you will do it. You will grow the tomatoes. And maybe some bell peppers, too. Have you seen the price of a red bell pepper lately? And right over there, carrots. This is how it begins.